You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Last topic that we were Tana Hechakai is basically the Minchas Chinuch on the end of column one wanted to know. If you write Hashem Hashem Be'isser, does that somehow detract from the Lav or the Isser Mechika? Now it's very interesting the example he gives. The example he gives is, I write the Shem Hashem on an Or Behema Tmeya. Now he assumes, and this is a major assumption, because it's not Beferish anywhere, that there is some type of Isser to write the Shem Hashem on an Or Behema Tmeya. So the only Makar would be a Gemara that's found at least twice in Shabbos. Chav Ches and Kuf Ches, where the Gemara says, Minayin Sha'aser Lichtov Tfilin Ba'or Behemet Meah. The Gemara only refers to Tfilin. And by Tfilin, it says Tfilin cannot be written on an Or Behemet Meah, because it says, L'man Tiyah Torah Hashem Beficha, Mashamutar Beficha. But it never says that besides the Psul of Tfilin, there is an Isser to write the Shem Hashem on Or Behemet Meah. The Minchas Chinuch assumes in column one that there is such an Isser.
An assumption, that is.
It's a big assumption. We'll see Yerushalmi insight in a minute. But he says, now, once you assume there is an Isser to write the Shem Hashem on Or Behemet Meah, if you did write the Shem Hashem on an Or Behemet Meah, meaning I wrote the Shem Hashem on something that is not Mutter Beficha, would there now be an Isser Mechika? So he says, I'll bring you a Raya. Let's take a look quickly at the Raya, at the very, very bottom of the column one. He brings a Raya from a Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chav, which the Rambam also quotes in Chusas Aliyah Torah, Perek Vav Halacha Vav, about someone who wrote the Shem Hashem on his skin. I have to find it.
Mm-hmm. The skin.
The last two lines.
Yeah, I
have assuming, to get it. Assuming that skin is chafe.
That's what he's saying. That's exactly his point. Because I kosev al besarai. So there's a halach of I kosev al besarai. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara. The Gemara says, what happens if you kosev the Shem Hashem al besarai? The Braisa says, beferish l'kulei alma shelo yirchatz alo yosach. You're not allowed to apply directly any detergent or astringent or cleanser to the Shem Hashem directly and intend to go ahead and remove it. The question is, what if this damen lo tevila? So we pass in korach alav gemi. You put a gemi on it, so you make some attempt to protect it. And the gemi, however, is loose, so it doesn't have a din chatzitza. But the Rambam says there definitely is an isser to go ahead and to erase the Shem Hashem that's al basar adam. Then in the top of column two, the Rambam, he brings down, according to the Rambam, Hichos Ma'acholos Asuras, there is an isser asay to eat or adam. So since there's an isser asay to eat an or adam, when a person is kosev the Shem al basarai, he's kosev the Shem on something that's not mutter beficha. Therefore, there must be an issur to write the Shem Hashem on his basar.
L'chaira.
Which is, yeah.
If we're going to darshan so literally, l'man tiyah Torah Hashem beficha, min amutah beficha, and therefore there's an issur, so shteit in pasuk, ukshatim lo yisal yodcha, v'hoi lo tatavos b'rinecha. So if you write it on your hand, that's mamash akiyam of the pasuk. Kilo.
It says you ought to write it.
I'm not following that one.
Okay, anyway, it's a bit. Shine. Ukshatim los al yadcha. So your mom is writing al yadcha. So it's gemaldi. Well, what could be a better kiyum than writing it al yadcha?
What I find fascinating is he's saying that there's an isser to write the Shem Hashem on your hand. Because since he assumes there's an isser to write the Shem Hashem on Mashir lo mutter v'ficha, based on Torah Hashem B'Ficha, the Rambam then brings the halach that if you did write it on your hand, you're not allowed to be roichetzit. That's a raya, even though it's written be'isser, I'm saying that's not mutter b'ficha, because the Rambam says or basar adam What does he say? Nisuras achir vaseh?
Yeah.
The baser adam ivrim bachilaso baaseh, correct? It's an interesting question what the issue is. I'm not sure.
Let's take a look.
In Cain.
Because you're not to Mephresis Parsa.
Yeah, in Cain, ain't no min ha muta beficha. When we call Malcolm, nevertheless, even though a bus was not muta beficha, we call Malcolm who be isu mechika. Now, I find it fascinating. The Rambam is going to bring down the halacha. What if you wrote a be'isr on your arm? Can you be mechikit? But the Rambam leaves out the halacha that there's an isr to write it on your arm, correct? He's assuming, according to the Rambam, there's an isr to write it on your arm because your arm is not muta b'ficha. So isn't it interesting? The Rambam will bring down, if you wrote the Shem Hashem on your arm, you're not allowed to be mechikit. And the assumption is that the Rambam holds or Adam is no min amutu beficha. As he says in Machalos Asuras, there's echir vaseh. But the Rambam neglects anywhere to say that that writing itself was usher. I find that, you know, problematic. I would think that if it's really usher, the Rambam should write. Mm-hmm. Not only is it usher to be moichik, it's usher etzim be'etzim to write the Shem Hashem, correct? Mm-hmm. By the way, what's that isser? He says it's usher to write.
So we have to have a hechsher on the paper that you write the...
What?
You have to have a hechsher on all the paper that you write Torah on.
Yeah, I'll read the halacha, okay?
Go ahead.
Ha'odom. Afal pi shenamar bo vayihi ha'odom lenefesh chaya. Einoi mechlal mine chaya ba'alas parsa. Lefikach einoi belosa se.
Okay.
והאוכל מבשר האדם או מחלבוי, בין מן החי, בין מן המס, אין אלויקה. אבל אוסר הוא בעשה, שהרי מונו הכוסף שיבס מיני חיה ואומר בהן, זויס החיה אשר תאכלו, הכל שהוא חוץ מהן לא יסאכלו, ולאו הבא בכלל עשה יעשה.
Fine, okay.
So זויס החיה אשר תאכלו.
The Rambam sheet to write. Other Rishonim disagree, so say it's only Esau the Rambam. So he wants to bring a raya according to the Rambam that there is an Isser Mechika even if you write the Shem Be'Isser. Because writing on Basar Adam is Asser. Why is it Asser? Because there's an Isser of Man Tietos Hashem Beficha, which he assumes encompasses an Isser to write the Shem Hashem on Or Behemoth Neah. That's a major assumption, no?
I mean, do we have to need a Hefsa on the paper that we write this on?
Very interesting.
Interesting. It's only ksiva, like the ksiva Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to do it, or any shame. I mean, where does he get such a thing?
It's a big chiddush, no? The bigger chiddush to me is that if there is such an issue according to the Rambam, how come the Rambam not write anywhere, if you wrote the Shem Hashem, it's also to be mechek, without including that there's an issue to write it on Basar Adam?
How come it's not in Shulchan Aruch?
I know. Now listen, this is very interesting.
It's important halacha.
So I have a whole bunch of copies. I went crazy with the copies just to give Shai an extra mitzvah of Geniza before Rosh Hashanah. But on top there's Yerushalmi. So pass around that Yerushalmi.
Does this need Geniza? That's another Shaila. Does this need Geniza? I don't know that it doesn't need Geniza. It doesn't have the Shem Hashem.
You know, as always, we can learn all the alumnus and everything. We never know the halacha.
But we have a rabbi here who could pass the mitzvah of us. I don't know what to do with these things. Do I have to be neat?
I was told that
it only has to be put nice. So you put it in a bag, you tie it up, and you can put it in the garbage.
That's probably true. Roma is mutter.
Now let it be mezalzel in it, that's all. That's not called zilzel.
Probably correct. Okay, so let's take a look at the next paragraph. L'chara yesh lahavi raya. Now we're up to the continuation of where we left off last time. Kufayin Gimel, second column, second paragraph. Everyone have it?
Yeah.
L'chaira. Yesh lahavi raya mahad mavur b'Yerushalmi saita
Perek
Beis Halacha Dal, which I made a copy for you.
Paragraph L'chaira.
But where is
Yerushalmi? I passed out to Yerushalmi. You have it? He brings it, but I thought I'd nevertheless make a copy for you. Okay, l'chori yesh lahavi raya, for which question? whether there's an Isser Mechika if you write an Or Behemah Tmeah. Mehad the Mavor B'Yerushalmi Saita Perek Beis Halacha Dalet. Right? Which is also brought, Muvah B'Kesev Mishnah. Perek Gimel Misaita Halacha Ches.
Yeah.
Okay, right. This is the Yerushalmi now he's quoting. You have it there. It should be, I think, on the second or third line. You have it?
Yes.
Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua Omer, very interesting. Ein Kaisvin Megillah Saita, I added that in. Al Or Behemoth Meah. The Mishnah says that a Megillah Saita needs a Megillah. Meaning, there are certain things that cannot just be written on, you know, paper. They have to be written on cloth, and they have to be written B'dio. And since Megillah Saita is called the Sefer, it has Dine Sefer, like a Sefer Torah, like a Get Sefer Krisis. It has to be written on a cloth B'dio. But what type of cloth? Does a Megillah Saita need to be Or Behemah Tahira? So a Sefer Torah has to be Or Behemah Tahira, because all of Stam is learned out from Tefillin. Or possibly there's a Gemara on Chav Ches Mebeis. Tani Rav Yosef, there's an interesting Braisa. Shabbos Chav Ches Mebeis. Kol Melech Shamayim Lo Hochshuru Ela Al Yedei Behemah Tahira. And the Gemara, interestingly enough, from Chav Ches Mebeis, wants to know what is Rav Yosef referring to when he says Kol Melech Shamayim Lo Hutru Ela Al Yedei Melechas Be'Ela Ela.
Tefillin is one for sure.
Well, so the Gemara says not Tefillin.
Not Tefillin.
Because Tefillin, you have a perish of Pasuk. Liman Tiyat Tos Hashem Beficha. You know what the Maskana of the Gemara is? It must be that the Tachash, which was the skin used to cover the Mishkan, had to be a Behemah Tahira. And they say, how do you know it was a Behemah Tahira? Because the Tachash had one horn. And we have a Masara that any animal that has one horn is a Behemah Tahira. So if you find a unicorn, you can paskin its kosher. Hmm. That I don't know. That I added. That the Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara says Tachash.
What about the Melech HaShemayim of Tchelos, which comes from a non-kosher Chalobah?
I think they discussed that. But anyway, that's the Gemara of Chesim and Beis. V'man tiyeh Torah Hashem b'ficha, and Tanya Rav Yosef, Kol Melech HaShemayim Lo Hushu.
What about Malchus is given with a Chamor? Is that Melech HaShemayim?
I'm not sure.
Did you give somebody Malchus?
Anyway.
It's half Chamor and half Sor, I think.
I don't know.
I know that, okay.
Yeah.
You learning Malchus now?
We're not learning sukkah now.
Okay, fine.
It increases.
Yeah, but when you were learning sukkah, that wasn't daf yomi. You were learning sukkah, right?
Sukkah is the rabbi is teaching in shul.
Mm-hmm.
That's the slow moving shir.
It's not fair when you compare it to daf yomi. Okay. So anyway, the Gemara there has a very interesting question. Can a Megillah Saita has to be al cloth b'dio, similar to a get? The question is, can I go ahead and write it on Or Behemah Tmeah? Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel Omer, ein kaisvin al Or Behemah Tmeah. I'm a Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, no, there's no problem to write Megillah Saita with the Shem Hashem and Or Behemah Tmeah. Why? This logic. Mikevan de la Mechika Azla Lama Lo Yechtaiv. Is that, I think the Yerushalmi is a little different Lashon, no? I'm a Reb Shimon, Mikevan de la Mechika Azla Lama Lo Yechtaiv. What's the Lashon Yerushalmi?
I'm Reb Shimon, Mikevan de At Omer La Mechika Nitna.
Okay, so similar. A little different. Azla Lama Lo Nimcha. Fine. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Reb Shimon comes along and says, even though I have great respect for my father is not correct here. That you could write a Megillah Saita or Behemah Tmeah. Rabbi Elazar ben Reb Shimon Omer, Nirin Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua Midivrei Abba.
It's not nice to do that. I hope his father wasn't anywhere nearby.
By the way, this is public. The Gemara says you can't say "Dad, you're wrong," but you can maybe say, "You know what?"
Me different. He actually mentioned his father.
In learning, you could. All right.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I thought you have to do it very respectfully, I see it this way.
No, speak a language. Not a row. You can say whatever you want. See, that's what it is. You speak a language. You can say whatever you want. If the father did a halacha wrong, you can't tell him you're wrong. He has to go over the halacha with him. He has to shock the halacha. They should come to the realization.
I don't like when my kids tell me you're wrong, even if I am wrong.
Well, you don't like anyone telling you you're wrong, so that's
good gesagt. Good gesagt.
It's true. No one likes it.
I argue you should never tell anybody you're wrong. You should always tell them what you think is the right answer.
So that's what we say, Nirin.
Don't say
Nirin divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel mi divrei Abba. Why? Why is Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel more correct? Ain kaitzvin, even though it's amid l'mechik, listen. Because Dilma Amra, all of a sudden the Saita always has the option up until the end to say, you know what? You, and the Gemara says that before she drinks, you tell her all the stories, right?
Very nice.
You tell her all the stories of all the people who did tshuva, tell her about Shimshin, you tell her about all the people who sinned and were great people, and it's okay to sin, and you should come clean. And maybe at the last moment she'll say, Eini Shosa. And what's the problem? What are you going to be left with? You're going to be left with a Megillah Saita with an Or Behemoth Tmeah that requires Geniza. And that's a problem. And he says, Dilma Amra, she might say, Eini Shosa, V'nimtza Hashem Gonoza Or Behemoth Tmeah. Ad Khan, that's the Yerushalmi, that's what he goes up to. Now, what is the problem with being Gaines, Shem Hashem, or Behemoth Tmeah? It's interesting. Take a look at the Pnei Moshe. You have the Pnei Moshe there? I remember I looked at the Pnei Moshe. I don't have it in front of me.
The Megillah Sota does not have to be written with Shema, does it? Does that have to be put?
What?
The Megillah Sota has to be written for that particular woman?
I think so. I think that's a question.
Because if not, then you just save it for the next Sota.
I hear what you're saying. I don't know. That's a good point. I don't know. You can't find the guy has a weird name, let's say. You can't reuse it, correct? It's not a classical Yosef ben Shimon. Whatever it is, you cannot reuse the Megillah.
The real Sota has the name of the person on it?
No.
No, it doesn't. It just has the psukim from the Pasuk.
Correct.
Yeah. So it's part of the Torah, see.
Maybe that's the
Yerushalmi,
which is not like the Mitzvah Chinuch. It's a little odd. But Rav Shimon, it says, Mikivan the At Omru the Mechiko. Who's the At? Loshon the Keva. Remember, Rav Shimon is alluding to the problem that Rav Elazar brings up. And we're talking about a case that she says, I'm going to go through with this. The At Omru, she's the one who says, this is not, there's not going to be no reversal of my mind. You know, I'm going through with that. And he's alluding to that problem in his Lashon, that we know that it's going to happen. All right.
Anyway, so he holds, as a machlokes, whether you can write a Megillah Saita or Behemoth Tmeah. Now, this is one of those questions they should ask on the Shas questions, correct? Shas test. Do you write a Megillah Sota on an Or Behemoth Tmeah? Machlaikas Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon, correct? Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel says what? Ein kaitzvin, right? Why? No, he says Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel, ein kaitzvin. Rabbi Shimon says kaitzvin. Rabbi Shimon says kaitzvin because it's the mechika I made. Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel says, I'm afraid she'll back out and the Or will be gunners. The Or Behemoth Tmeah will but
rather. Sounds like he basically agrees with his father. He's like a concern that maybe it's not going to make.
Correct.
But if you would use it, it would be kosher. That's what he's agreeing with his father. If you would
correct
a Behemoth Tmeah and you would use it, it would be kosher.
Yeah, in other words, the Megillah B'dieved would be good. He's worried about a chashash. You shouldn't write it like a chila.
Right.
Because it may end up that you can be Goynes Shem Hashem or Behemoth Tmeah. What is the problem of being Goynes Shem Hashem or Behemoth Tmeah? Could you read? I think the Pnei Moshe.
Is it Behe Ganai L'Shem Sheyigonaz Al Or Behemoth Tmeah?
Okay, it's a Ganai. It's not a real Isser, correct?
The Muslims, yeah. Really.
It's not nice that you have Shem Hashem buried under
And it's a Raya that you can't be Machiket, even though it's written on us.
You don't want the Shem Hashem to be the same bread.
You can't be Machiket.
So let's see his Raya.
That's a good Raya.
Let's see the Minchas Chinuch's Raya. So Minchas Chinuch has two Rayas. Now, I found this paragraph fascinating for three reasons. Number one, look at this Bekiyas Yerushalmi and Saita. Number two, how he makes it relevant. And now number three, this logic that was driving me crazy, going in circles. Let's see the logic here, okay? So let's see his Raya.
Look, if you were allowed to be moichik, you can't then use it for a soita, because the whole idea behind the soita is that you're being moichik Shem Hashem. But if you're allowed to be moichik, what does she care? You're being moichik. All right, you're moichik.
That was one sfar that I had, okay?
Right.
Doma amra eni shosa, correct? V'nimtza Hashem ganuz al or behemet mea, which is a no-no. Now, why is it a no-no? So the B'nai Moshe says it's just a ganai. I would think that if there's an actual isser of l'man tiyar taras Hashem b'ficha, it would be worse, no? Well, that doesn't matter. Even if there's an actual isser, the isser's done, you're just worried about the ganai. It bothered me that if there's an actual isser, like the Minchas Chinuch says, of writing a Shem Hashem on something that's not mutter b'ficha, it would seem to be worse than just a ganai. The Amras, and if you're going to tell me, the nichtova or behemet tmeya rishoy limchoik imkin adarabah nichtova or tmeya daaf im right yitzarech limchoik lo of dinan leisura v'chol makom sheyecholim lekayim shneim lo. Right, dachinan iser. This is Tzvi's point. So he says, I'll bring you a gavaldiga raya that it must be that that it is aser to be meichik Hashem Hashem that's written be iser nor behemet mea. Because if it was mutter, then adarab every megillah saita should be written on or behemet mea in order to efshar lekayim shneihem. In order to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Saita, at the same time of not being over Isser Mechikas Hashem. I was thinking...
something a little different.
You said the exact opposite, actually.
The opposite.
And I was thinking like Tzvi, the exact opposite. What was my raya? Sometimes gufa, the mitzvah in the Torah, is to create an Isser. The mitzvah of the Torah is to create a chilul. Where do you have this? The Rambam in Hilchos Avel, interestingly enough, says that the mitzvah avelus of a Kayin is to be mechalel and to be metame le mesim. Meaning that part of the Isser Avelus, the Chiv Avelus of a Kayin, is to defile himself. Would you say there's a similar idea here? That the whole idea of Megillah Saita is to tell her something so bad is happening here and you're causing such a calamity that you could only actually have a full kiyum of Saita if there actually is also an Isser Mechikas Hashem. Meaning, I was thinking maybe that's goof of part of the kiyum. A goof of part of the kiyum of Saita is the Mechikas Hashem.
Yeah.
So I don't have any rias for that, but I think legitimately there's such a svara, like there is by a Kayin, where the Rambam Hilchos Avel says that a Kayin is Misabel through being Mechal his Kahuna. Being betame to the mace and being machal himself is a part of the kiyum avelus. So I always thought, based on all the drushes of Meichik Shem Hashem and right Shoam Bayis and how chashuv it is that Shoam Bayis is even comes to be Meichik Shem Hashem and all the drushes. What? Right. I would think that maybe part of the kiyum of Saita and the Megillah Saita is only effective. There's only a kiyum of Dafka. There's a mitzvah Mechikas Hashem. An Isser Mechikas Hashem. He says the opposite. If there would not be an Isser to be Moichek the Shem Hashem and Or Behemet Meir, where it's written be Isser, then Lechaira, every Megillah Saita should be what? Should be written on Or Behemet Meir in order like an Efshar Lekayim Shneim, correct?
Right.
To be able to do the Mechika and the Megillah Saita and avoid Mechikas Hashem, which opens up that very interesting question. Is the Isser Mechikas Hashem part of the kiyum and necessary for the process of Saita?
What's the dimion of Chil Kahuna to Mechikas Hashem?
I'm just saying there is an idea.
Is completely invisible. You can't see
and
it.
That's not the point. I'm not saying they're exactly. I'm saying there is this concept that sometimes the Torah requires a Maisa Chilul for a positive kiyum. Sometimes. Maybe here also. It requires a Chilul Hashem Hashem for the whole process of Saita to be effective. And you, I think you could hear it. I think it's a svara you could hear. But anyway, he doesn't feel that way. And he feels, adarab, it's a raya, correct? Because Amras, if you're going to tell me that there is no Isser by Mechikas Hashem when it's written on Dover Asr, correct? Then lo dachinan Isser. Every Megillah Sota adarab should be written on what? an or behemet tmeya v'chol makom sheyachaylim l'kayim shneim lo dachin and iser v'gam. Furthermore, listen to this vort. I think someone mentioned this in passing. About 1 second. V'gam im taimar, correct? Eni shoisa. And if she says eni shoisa, what are you worried about? You be gone is it? Don't be gone is it? If there's no iser to be meichek the shem Hashem on or behemet tmeya, then what are you worried about? The problem that you can't write lechatchilah or behemet tmeya. What's the big deal? Lo yignais. Don't be gynezik. Rat yimchaik. So evidently there must be an iser mechika, even though it's written be iser on or behemet tmeya. Because otherwise, that's a good chap, no?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, what am I worried about? I might have a gnai by being gynezik on or behemet tmeya. What's the gnai? Be meichek it. Okay. Kevin de ain iser mechika. Correct.
It's even a rhyme from Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon says "Mekaven de mechika asa lama lo yichtov." He should say yichtov. That's correct. You should write it.
Kevin de ain iser mechika. Correct.
Yichtov. He should say.
What is that? Petuma. Velo ye. Gunzo al or tamema. Now listen to this logic. Now he's going in circles, and this is where I got a little lost. Ach be'emes ein raya. Dechol sevaraseinu derashoy limchok. Our whole reason why it would be muta limchok is because it's written be'isr.
Yes, sir.
Hainu mitam denichta be'isr.
Ki
aser lichtov al or temeya. However, uladivre Reb Shimon the mutter lichtov Megillah Saita or Tamema Bakwabkawai Kavan de Lamachika Azil. But according to Reb Shimon, even though there may be an Isser in general to write on Or Behemoth Tamea, in the case of Megillah Saita, since the writing is a temporary writing and Lamachika Azil, I might say that even though in general there is an Isser to write on Or Behemoth Tamea, Reb Shimon would say there's no problem here. Because it's a temporary writing, the mechika ozil, and kevan the koisev beheter. Correct. Shaper Imer Reb Elazar ben Reb Shimon dilma lo tishta veyiye Hashem gonoz al or tami. You hear what he's saying? The also limchok kechol mechikas Hashem kevan. Because it was done the nichtav kedinai, aval benichtav shaloi kedino. But back to his initial question, somebody writes it like a man writes it on his arm, where it's not oimid lemechika, or a man writes it stam beisser, where he's written it beisser for eternity. Maybe there it would what be usher to be meichek, because it's not oimid lemechika midin megillah saita.
There would be mutter.
If it was written be'isser, then there might be a svara that it's mutter limchak.
Correct.
But where it was written beheter, which was the case in the Gemara, well, although we have to understand that,
when
the
Gemara was Beheter, then it would be an Isser. And it's interesting, it's Beheter because it's Azal
Mechika. You are listening to Ben's Torah.
So, very interesting logic.
What is that for, to begin with, the whole Yerushalmi, that because it's going to be Destin Limchuk, you can write it the Isser? I mean, if I write, I want to write a Shem Hashem, and I know 100% the hurricane, you know, a storm is coming and it's going to wash it away and erase it, I'm allowed to do it because it's limchuk through a hurricane. Who cares? But what are you doing if you're not letting
it? I think that you can't compare the hurricane, because here it's a positive requirement to be mechiket.
That's getting into your svara already, that maybe the whole mental center is not applicable because the chikuk of shame is an essential aspect of sota experience.
Maybe.
But he's not learning like that. If he's not learning like that, what's the difference if you know that a storm is coming and it's going to wash it away, or it's going to be melted because through sota? What's the difference? No one would say you're allowed to write now because I know it's going to be destroyed.
So you're really not asking him in chesed, you're asking on the Yerushalmi. What's the svara? I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, but how does that get around the requirement of minamuta b'ficha, though? This one, I don't understand. They're not addressing the issue, b'chlal. When Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon says,
when you write to Shem Hashem and the hurricane comes, you're writing it for a purpose.
What about the issue of Enkos and Allah of Enkos, man? Because every cult of Rishab Kedusha, it's a Tarchli Yosman Abu Dhabaficha. But more than addressing that issue at all, Rabbi Chaim.
I hear.
That's what I'm really lost over here.
Anyway, this is a very interesting Yerushalmi, no?
The whole thing makes an assumption. It's
so let's just finish this paragraph.
It's all together. It's
Kiddush. Dilma.
Normally you wouldn't learn that it's us all
one
together.
One second. Dilma like Kishka.
It's not kosher to say.
Via Hashem. Nignaz al ortami. The Osir Limchai. Kechol mekichikas Hashem. Kevan. The nichtav kedina, aval keshet kosov shelo kedino, like what? Just on or baser adam, or just stamen or behemoth mea, correct? Then maybe I would say differently. Aval bekosov shelo kedino, kmo dekaimelon, ain raya de aser lemachko. Only according to the Rambam, correct?
Right.
On baser adam, rak that's a Rambam yesh raya, kmo shen kasafti. L'divrei hachokim v'soivrim, correct? The kosher, the baser adam, correct? Is mutam min ha-toira, ain rai. He's not sure what to do with that. V'tzorich iyan. V'basi rak la'ira. So I found this fascinating, this paragraph, because first of all, it's tremendous bekiyas from Yerushalmi Saita. The fact that he was able to make it relevant, and then the fact that he made us go crazy with the circular logic. So this is the Minchas Chinuch. Now, do you have the pages from the Roshima Shiurim?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so let me open up my. So I think he discusses this briefly, very briefly, which is interesting. And this idea of the Minchas Chinuch's assumption that writing on an Or Behemoth Tmei in itself is an iser of l'man tiyator Hashem b'ficha, I find that like a big assumption. Because first of all, lo matzina. Second of all, what iser is that? It says l'man tiyator Hashem b'ficha. It's an asay, it's a lav, what is that?
I would say even if you held according to his svara, that l'man tiyator Hashem creates an iser, it only creates an iser when you do it on something that says a particular davish of kedusha, like a sefer Torah, or tefillin, or mezuzah. There, you're not allowed to do it, even though it's possible. You're not allowed to do it because you should be doing it in a way that makes it a kosher mezuzah, and a kosher sefer Torah. But if I just want to stam write Torah down on something, and I don't have a kosher piece of paper, so I certainly should be able to do it on it. What am I doing? I'm just learning from it. I'm not trying to create a davshe v'kedusha.
See, but from the Yerushalmi, it's doch klar.
That what? That there's an isser?
That there's an isser because of the Gnai aspect.
It's a Gnai, but it's not an isser.
Because there's nearing the greater of Elazar ben Shemua. Because if it's going to be Nignaz, but I'll or behemoth male, so the Yerushalmi says, so that's a Gnai. And
then the other rabbi, the same notion you see, he argues, because he would say much more than Gnai. He would say that it's not, a Gnai is like
Hareza,
a Gnai. He would say it's an Isser, it's also.
That's what
maybe,
I think.
Maybe they won't, maybe the people ended up doing an Isser.
That's what I thought.
Sounds like a drop.
No, but listen, the fact of the matter is, Ein Kaisen al Or Behemoth Tmeya.
But why?
Why?
Because Lamaskonas Hadavar, Lamaskonas Hadavar, according to Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon, according to Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon, Nimtzus Shem Gonuz Al Or Shel Behemah Tmeya.
What's the problem with Gonuz Al Or Behemah?
That's a Gnai. So you're not allowed to do it.
I should have said more. If Nimtzus Shem Gonuz Al Or Behemah
Tmeya. I'm telling you halacha.
The Ovid Isser.
Ha-ha.
The Ovid Isser.
Or something like Ha-ha.
He did a lot. Gnai is just a not nice thing.
I'm not an Isser. No,
when someone does a lot, we don't say it's a Gnai. We say he did a lot.
It's
I'd actually say that it has to be like a double shabbat.
It's like a Magad if it's a shame, you know? I mean, it's resilient with being a vazel of shame.
What is he giving svaros for? It's a pasuk.
Yeah.
Who asked for svaros? He says, Torah Hashem b'ficha. So that's why you're not allowed to write it.
Okay, that's lingin.
But that's not true.
You're right. So lechem is mashma from the Yerushalmi, and the chalami is mashma from the Yerushalmi.
And you have to write exactly the opposite.
It's not the Isra alts and the chalami. It's not the Isra alts alts the man.
Depends on the Yerushalmi. You know, when it says that nimsa kosu nimsa gonu tal or behemot meo, then what's the problem?
You see, the problem is Yerushalmi is not addressing the question altogether.
That's right. What does it mean that there will be a problem that it will be nimsa gonos al or behemoth with male? What's the problem at that if it is gonos?
First of all, we don't know.
Is that it ended up that you did it by
Zizu. We don't know.
When you write a Shem Hashem on an or behemoth with male and it's not going to be the mechiko, which would just cancel the whole ma'isak siva, then it turns out you did it as a ma'isak siva.
Yeah.
Okay, do we have, you have page Kuf Zion? So the Rav discusses this briefly. Has a brief discussion.
You start right. We have the bottom of Kuf Vav. This Vav. It starts.
Okay. You have Kuf Zion or
yeah. We have both.
Look at Kuf Zion, the very top. The Av Chayker. Yeah, that first line. The Av Chayker b'shekaz of Hashem be'iser ha'im iser mechikacha. Ugagon shekaz of es Hashem. Al or shall behemoth me.
Same be Isur.
Correct? That's the case of Minchas Chinuch, correct?
Yes.
Kagona, what's the example? This Mechulish took an example. The Shekosov is Hashem, Al or shall behemoth me. Right? Va'over be Isur shall, Laman tia Torah Hashem beficha. Ukad Isa be Yerushalmi, Sha'osur lichtaiv, Shame Al or shall behemoth me. Which, by the way, is not so partial, correct?
Correct.
Again, it seems that the Minchas Chinuch says the Isra Mechikas Hashem requires a certain level of Kedusha for the Isra Mechika to be Chal. And he tied this in earlier, the Minchas Chinuch, to the question of, do you need real dine ksiva to be over the Isur Mechikas Hashem? Meaning, the Gemara in Gittin says that when you write a get, there's a certain type of embossing or printing that is considered to be ksivas haget, and there's a certain type of printing, I don't know, one is inverted, exverted, I'm not sure, that is not considered to be ksiva. So he brings that the Torah's Gittin there has a suffix. Do I need for the Isur Mechikas Hashem to write the Shem Hashem in the same form of ksiva that has technical dine ksiva like a get or like a Sefer Torah or like the tzitz or not? So the question is, if I don't need that high level of ksiva, is that a raya that even if I wrote Shem Hashem right on a Dovara Aser, it would still have an Isur Mechika? The Minchas Chinuch wanted to tie the two together. And he says that if there isn't a stringent requirement in the Dinei Ksiva for Mechikas Hashem, it shows that you do not need the full weight and the full status of the Shem Hashem in all its glory to be over the Isur Mechika. And the Minchas Chinuch wanted to say, according to those shitas, I don't need tochos, a certain type of embossing, that I also wouldn't be bothered by the Shem Hashem being on Be'isser, and even if it's Be'isser, it would maintain the level of Isser from Mechikas Hashem. So he seems to tie the two together in Minchas Chinuch earlier, and basically his Chakira is, does the Shem Hashem need a certain level of Kedusha in order to trigger the Isser Mechika? So Minchas Chinuch, correct? Mesupak Haim Isser Haksiva Havei Mafkia Es Kedushas Hashem Vim Mutar Lamachka. O Dilma She'ein HaKedusha Nifka'a Al Yudeha Isser the Asur Lemarka.
One second, we'll just
finish the paragraph. Vitzorach Ian Birushalmi, Lama Yocho Hadin, Shalamanti Atoras Hashem Beficha, Minamutta Beficha, correct? Biksivas Hashem, Shahu Lechora Din Dafka, Bibichinas,
Biksivas
Torah Shabichsav. So that was, I think, your question of Rami, right? How could the Isser, what's the Yerushalmi, or the assumption Yerushalmi that Minchas Chinuch makes, that Lomanti HaTorah Hashem Beficha all of a sudden applies to just writing Shem Hashem on, like you said, any piece of paper?
That wasn't my question.
Someone asked that question.
Tzvi asked that question.
Okay, Tzvi, okay.
No, but let me ask a different question. L'chayre, you get back to circular, but it's a non-starter, because if, when you write the Shem Be'isser, there's no Kedusha Sashem such that it can be Nimchak, so there can't be the Isser of doing it in the first place, because you didn't write a shame.
I hear what you're saying. Interesting. I hear. Also, he says the Chakira in a little different way than the Minchas Chinuch says it. He says the Chakira is there a Hafka of the Shem Hashem? I think the Minchas Chinuch is asking a different question. Do you need a certain level of Kedusha for Mechikas Hashem? Meaning, it could be that when I write the Shem Hashem Be'isser, it does detract from the Kedusha, but would you say there's an Isser Mechikas Hashem even if the Kedusha has been detracted? In other words, do I need the Shem Hashem in its most holy form for the Isser Mechika, or could I say that there is an Isser Mechika even if the Shem Hashem is not in its holiest form? Because if you look at the way the Rav understands the Chakira is gufo whether I've detracted from Kedusha. I think the way that the Menchas Chinuch articulates is a little different, which is that even if there is a detraction in the Kedusha, would you say there's still an Isur Mechikas Hashem, even if there is a denigrated Shem Hashem? Because he does tie it into the question of lacking formal DNA ksiva. And he does also tie it into this question of writing the Shem Hashem, the question right before, without Lishma. When you write the Shem Hashem without Lishma, he wants to know, is there an Isser Mechika? L'chor is a davar pasha, without Lishma, there is a degradation or a lower form of the Shem Hashem. So I think the Chakira is not like the Rav, or the Rabbi Reichman here articulates it in the name of the Rav, whether there is a Hafka. But I think the question is, even if there is a mafkia of the highest level of Kedusha, is there still an Isser Mechikas Hashem on a lower level of the Shem Hashem? So I was thinking it might be just a little different. Anyway, let's continue with the next paragraph, where he touches on this whole idea. Is there this idea, legitimate idea, of an Isser of Lamanti Atars Hashem Beficha, Minamut Beficha, just the writing Shem Hashem, and not just particular to mitzvahs tefillin? So let's see. Umuchach mei Yerushalmi shemevi Minchas Chinuch, correct? Sheshem shamayim ba'atzma mahave chalois shal Torah shebichsav. I can mamash hear the Rav saying this. And the Shem Hashem itself has a din of Torah shebichsav. Meaning just the Shem Hashem itself has enough importance to say that it's a chelek of Torah shebichsav, just the Shem Hashem. And that's why you might accept the Minchas Chinuch's chiddush of Lamanti HaTorah Hashem Beficha min Amuta Beficha. Meaning that that Isser, that I cannot write the Shem Hashem in Or Behemoth Tmeya, it has to be min Amuta Beficha, is a particular halacha to Torah Shebichsav. Where I'm not sure where he gets that from, because the Gemara again only says it's a halacha in what? Tfilin. But maybe since the Gemara extends it to all stam from tefillin, it means any chelik of a sefer Torah, i.e. that has the status of Torah Shebichsav, has an isser of Lamanti HaTorah Hashem Beficha. Ukamo shehatayra shebichsav lo nitan li kasev al gabe or shal behemah tmeya midin a sefer Torah hu adin shem shemayim. That's an interesting idea, correct? Kishem shal HaGadosh Baruch Hu, I can hear this so much of Brisker saying this, right? Just the name of Hashem itself is Mahaveh Chafza, that word you for sure you could hear. Shel Torah Shebichsav. V'osr l'koisvayo or shel behemet mea.
Can we stop 1 second?
Sure.
I don't know what the Rav is talking about. You're not writing just the Shem Hashem and the Yerushalmi, you're writing the whole parsha of the Soita. That's the whole parsha.
Exactly. But he's going back from that Yerushalmi and Soita to the assumption of the Minchas Chinuch. What's the case of the Minchas Chinuch?
He's asking a
what?
Question.
No, over. No. What's
you
the
just case? Write the Shem Hashem on our Behemet Tumeh.
Correct.
Just the isolated
so
Shem Hashem.
So he is going on that right now. How could you say that writing just the Shem Hashem on...
He's saying Vitzorchin Birushalmi. Sorry, the previous paragraph. Vitzorchin Birushalmi. Lomo yachol adin shalamanti yataras Hashem v'ficha minamot v'ficha b'ksivas Hashem. Shuluchar din dafka b'ksivas Torah shebiksav. Umuchane is making all rayas. So vayis tochoyz the Shem Hashem has a chefta din Torah shebiksav.
I hear what you're saying.
The whole parsha that you're writing. That's a body torah, but that's like chilling.
I hear what you're saying. I hear. I hear.
Because tefillah, the whole thing, leman, is one of the three mitzvahs that you have to know when you're wearing tefillah, leman. Leman, tiyatar, Hashem, b'ficha, that helps us learn. That helps shachas to soita. We learn out from that also, that something has to be leman, tiyatar, Hashem, b'ficha, that's another caution. But leman, the posse by itself stands. There's a leman here. Leman, yedu, dar, yisef, and kibbutzu, go, zishav, to leman. In the chol days, it's mitzvah, sviches, kevan, leman.
Not only Mr. Sviches Kavana, you need that special
Kavana. That's what I'm saying.
You know what? Because Mr. Sviches Kavana doesn't require that extent of Kavana.
He's just making a leap that if the Parshas Sota is considered to be.
This is an. Okay, let's finish this
so
up.
So just the Shem Hashem alone is.
Let's see. Vinei Aminchas Chinuch, correct? Hele. Suffolk. Benogea. Leiker. Nakuda. Sheena. Well, where, that was the place, I'm sorry.
You put the wrong punctuation.
What?
You put the wrong punctuation.
Correct. V'nei amin chasin achela sofek benogea v'nikud nekudos she'ena nechoinas betach l'shem ha'shamayim, correct? Like a pasach under Aleph Lamed, correct? Right. U'moch koi achakach es ha'shem. Haim chayev mishum mechikas Hashem Allah. Amnam yitochin aliba dehanal. Shafilu im niked im nekudos nechoinais mitachas l'shem. This will be chiddush. Gam kein eino chayev malchus. You hear this? I write in the Sefer Torah Aleph Lamed and I put the nekudos tzere, which are correct, and I erase it. The Nakudos themselves, he wants to say, are Megare from the status of the Shem Hashem in the Sefer Torah. Why? Meshum Mechikas Hashem Allah. Amam Yitochen Aliba Dahanal Sha'afilu Im Niket Im Nakuda Nechoinais Mitachas Hashem Gamken Inu Chayav Malkus. Why? Sha'arei Yitochen Shasham Tzorech
Shasham
Tzorech liyais.
Tzorech liyais Torah shebichsav kedei lechayev malchus. V'harei sefer Torah shemenukod pasul.
You see, he's going
over to... Ukedei isa b'yoradeya simen reishayin vav. Reishayin dalet. V'ayim b'tashem ki b'sefer Torah kosher.
Tzorech liyais.
Tzorech liyais hamikra l'chud v'hamasayra l'chud. Correct? Ubenikud has sefer, right? Hamasara b'teila. This is an interesting idea, right? V'lachein im nikud es Hashem, yitokin shechalois Torah shebichsav paka v'lo mechayev. Because of his Hashem, b'loshoinas acherim, which the Minchas Chinuch said earlier, correct?
What's he talking about?
I don't know.
What is he talking about altogether?
B'shark shavim v'log sav ashuris hamin chasinuch kosev she parshat loy she osel lemarka.
He's learning a huge chiddush.
V'al pihanal, 1 second. Nitein adayin Lodun Baze. Shahari Yitachin Shatargum Shalo Kosa Bashuris Bashuris Eno Chalois Shatar Shabiksav Velo Bechi of Malkus. So he wants to say the Chi of Malkus only is the Shem Hashem as a Chelik of Torah Shabiksav.
Where does he get that from?
I don't know. Because what about the Rambam? You wrote on Yadais and you wrote on Kalim.
Yeah, exactly. What is he talking? What's he? He's mixing up two things over. Whoever, you know, copied this over or heard it is mixing up a couple of concepts.
But I wanted to bring this to you for the other thing. What is the nature of the Isser of writing the Shem Hashem on or Behemoth Man? Anyway, the next paragraph.
What was the comment about Kaili? If he does it on a Kaili, there's no Isser.
Yes, there is. The Rambam brings Beferish.
What's the Isser writing on a Kaili?
No.
But here there is a Kaili. But here there is an Isser.
He's missing up the concepts that he's creating.
Yeah,
he's going off
the Isser of the Isser of writing a shame on a Dover Shabbat Aser Beficha.
Right.
With the concept of the stam, the Isser Mechikas Hashem. The Isser Mechikas Hashem, where does it say anywhere that you have to have, it has to have a din of Torah Shebiksav? He wants to, first be Mechadish, the first thing Chiddush he wants to be Mechadish is that you need a din of Torah Shebiksav in order to be over the Isser of Lamantia Torah Hashem Beficha. That's one concept.
He's trying to create the Isser.
He's trying to then say that the only time you have an Isser of Mechika is when it has a din of Torah Shebiksav.
By the way, look at the footnote. Don't say Isser. Look at the footnote. Look at the footnote.
He's saying in a specific
case. Regarding Malkus, he's saying that.
But of Lois Sassoon. Look, the Isser Malkus is on of Lois Sassoon came, right? We're talking about Ashereim to Gadein, Matzevosim to Shabeirun, Lois Sassoon came, Hashem Elokechem. That means wherever it's written, even if it's on a matzevor, even if not an asherah, obviously, but if it's whatever, wherever it's written, there's an isser to be moichik the shame. Not that it doesn't have to din. It doesn't have to din of Torah Shebiksav in order to have that isser of leisasun came. Lashem Elokecha.
I thought he was trying to find the case where it's offset to write it. Not the osim mechisa mechita.
That's what he's mixing up over here.
Yeah. I apologize. I wanted to read because I wanted to finish the paragraph to see what else he said. But it is a little confusing at the end what he's mixing in. Okay. Anyway, so let's read the next paragraph. What is that? Yud is the next paragraph? Yeah, Yud, right? Veda deleinyan mechika ein chiluk ben ha'isha shekoseva sefer Torah tefillin u'mezuzos o anashim shetzulin lichtoiv Sefer Torah Tefillin Umezuzos Machmas Ukshartan. The Gemara in Gittin Mem Hei says Koshe Yeshno B'Kshira Yeshno B'Ksiva. Therefore, if a woman writes Sefer Torah Tefillin Umezuzos, it is possible. But if a woman goes ahead and writes a Tefillin or writes a Sefer Torah Umezuzos, or anyone who has a Psul Midin Koshe Yeshno B'Kshira Yeshno B'Ksiva.
Precisely the point we were just talking about.
Mikol Makom, nevertheless, the Minchas Chinuch feels as a davar pashut. Nehi Daha Sefer Torah Tefillin Umezuzos Psulim. But nevertheless, Havi Lei Keshem Shenichtav Shelo Bimkaimai. Meaning, this is exactly the opposite of what we just read. That even though there's no Chalois Tefillin, Sefer Torah Mezuzah, the Shem Hashem it still stands there on its own. And the Shem Hashem on its own is enough to demand an Isser Mechika, correct?
Yes.
It's the same as if you would, like the Rambam says, if you write the Shem Hashem independently on a cup or on a kli. And therefore, even though the woman wrote a whole Sefer Torah, and the whole Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah has no Chalois in terms of Stam, nevertheless, the shame that exists there is like a shame Shinifto Shalobim Kaimai. Kagon Al Yoda Islamish, we said Kalim. Vyeshlo Kadushas Hashem Le'inyan Mechika. Hacha Nami Vizeh Pashat. You agree with Zeh Pashat?
Yes.
I think so, yeah. Okay. By the way, what time is it?
It's 10 to 11.
Okay, so I mean, it's late, so we'll stop now. I apologize. Okay. We did not finish. But I just want to let you know, just for posterity and for the record, the next paragraph we did last time. So at least we did finish this page. Remember the last paragraph? The last paragraph was the sugya of trying to be mevatel the lishma once you wrote it. Because it's a machlokes Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman. If you send a get to an isha and you mevatel the shliach, are you chozer umagaresh with that get? So Rav Sheshes says you're not chozer umagaresh with the get. So Tosfos asks, why not? How could you be mevatel a get? Can you be mevatel a sefer Torah? So Tosfos says no, because the reason you can't be mevatel sefer Torah is ain asi dibur mevatel maisa. But until the get reaches the hand of the woman, the lishma in the get is not considered to be a maisa. Therefore, it's asi dibur mevatel dibur. So, however, by a sefer Torah, once the sefer Torah is written, lechor it's a maisa. So the Minchas Chinuch wants to know, in that Sefer Torah, if I did a Maisa, for instance, if I had Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud in that Sefer Torah, and I added a Mem, where I was Mafkia, the Shem, Adnos, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, and made it Adonim, and then I erased the Mem, and the Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud came back, do I say the Mem that was there in the interim was Mafkia, the Kedushas Hashem, and there would no longer be an Isur Mechika? That was the Minchas Chinuch's clear in that paragraph.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.